As the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom is celebrated, Americans increasingly are forced to surrender one of freedom's most basic rights, their right to their day in court. More and more, workers, consumers, and other everyday citizens are required to sign agreements giving up certain rights in return for a job or other more mundane transactions, such as a smartphone. Paul Bland, a senior attorney with the Trial Lawyers for Public Justice, said, "Over the last 15 to 20 years, a concerted effort by corporations has resulted in the insertion of binding mandatory arbitration clauses into virtually all consumer, employee, investor, small farmer, and other small business contracts. In many cases, the consumer never even signed that contract, and most are one-sided standard form contracts anyway, not negotiable contracts. Rather, it was amended with a blow-in insert to a monthly credit card or other bill, sometimes with a right to opt out or decline the change. Employees have no real choice either, of course, other than quitting. As for the farmers, when the agribusiness truck full of baby chicks arrives, they don't get the truckload unless they sign the receipt that includes an I agree to arbitration line. Empowered by U.S. Supreme Court decisions, as well as nagging unemployment that creates an employer's job market, a lot of companies are forcing arbitration as the exclusive remedy for disputes, whether wages, discrimination, or product satisfaction. Corporations justify the new tactic as less expensive than traditional court claims. The Supreme Court in 2011 ruled in two cases, AT&T Mobility versus Concepcion and Walmart versus Dukes, that businesses can insulate themselves from class action suits by employees and consumers, and that such arbitration agreements are enforceable. Catherine Fisk, a professor of law at University of California, Irvine, co-authored a piece in Duke Journal of Constitutional Law and Public Policy and wrote, "Collectively, they reflect the belief of the five conservative justices in the majority that companies must be protected from litigation that is large simply because companies are large. Rarely has the court been more explicit in its desire to protect big business than in its statement in AT&T that corporations need to be protected from the interorum effect of class actions resulting in settlement of even non-meritorious suits. Implicitly," she added, "the conservative majority indicated that courts cannot be trusted to manage large litigation, even if it means that the state and federal laws protecting consumers and employees will go unenforced." Apart from organized workplaces where labor agreements have contract enforcement mechanisms such as grievance and arbitration language, citizens' option had been to sue. Of course, an alleged victim may not be able to finance the legal fees for a lawsuit individually, so if a class of plaintiffs could be established, they could pool their resources to press their claim. Not under the forced arbitration situation. Now, attorneys will be less likely to take cases because the playing field, if not the rules themselves, are stacked against the victims. Fisk said, "Because the overwhelming majority of companies now have formal policies that prohibit discrimination, the result is plain. Class action, intentional employment discrimination cases will be very difficult to bring. If there is a small workplace where one or two people make the hiring, promotion, and pay decisions, it will not have the numerosity required for a class action. But if there is a large workplace where many people make the employment decisions, the court said that there is not the commonality required for a class action." It is hard to imagine the Goldilocks situation where the corporation has just the right number of decision makers for both numerosity and commonality, her article continued. The opinion thus sends a clear message to big businesses that they do not need to worry about employment discrimination class actions of this type so long as they have an official policy forbidding employment discrimination. If it's unprofitable for people to have their day in court, when does bending to big business will become unconstitutional?